Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Al-Anon's primary purpose is to help families and friends of people who have a drinking problem. Today we're going to ask Al-Anon members if they thought the drinking would stop if the drinker really loved them. Laura, did you think the drinking would stop if your husband really loved you?
I was certain it would. It started with just minor occurrences, incidents, and they were few and far between, so it wasn't a big deal at the beginning. As time went by, it got worse and worse and increased. There were lots of arguments, lots of discussion about what was going on and what was happening, and love was professed every time, and promises were made and then broken. It seemed to me as though the drinker was using different kinds of excuses to explain what was going on and what was happening. And I was accepting those excuses and those explanations, and then later finding out that they weren't true. That's not what had really happened. It led to a lot of anger on my part. There was a lot of screaming and accusations flying back and forth. As time went by, we became more and more antagonistic and further apart. So towards the end, I was certain that if he had loved me as much as he said he did, then he would stop. But it didn't stop. It took a very long time. I found out about Al-Anon through a friend who was having the same kind of problem. She and I worked together, and one day she snapped at me at work, and I snapped back. And that led to a discussion of why we were so angry that day and why we were angry at each other when neither one of us had done anything to each other. And she's the one who told me about Al-Anon. We decided to break for lunch to talk about it and went to the corner bar, which I've always found pretty ironic, that I learned about Al-Anon sitting in the bar having a drink. So over time, I decided that I was going to have to give this a try. Went to my first Al-Anon meeting, and it was a beginner's meeting. They took me off into this other room with a few other newcomers, and there were quite a few people in this room. And I wasn't too sure, of course, what was going to happen, how it was going to happen, and listened as they started the meeting, as people talked about what was going on. I believed that they were talking about me. The stories were just so similar that it was as though I had written a book and everybody was reading that book. It was just astounding. The problem, though, was after the initial 6 meetings, I didn't go back. I thought that I had learned everything I needed to learn and that I could then use that at home. It didn't take long to realize that I really needed what these people had to offer and had to share. And I went back. Kind of my tail tucked between my leg, but I returned. And when I returned, I was able to grasp what was being explained and shared by these other people who seemed so much like me that, as I mentioned, it was like reading a book about my life.
Well, thank you for sharing your story with us, Laura. Dilly, did you ever think the drinking was about whether your mom really loved you?
I did. My mom, when she would be drinking, she would always tell me how much she loved me and how, you know, good of a daughter I was. And when she wasn't drinking, I didn't hear that. And so it was, you know, with mixed emotions that I would listen to her tell me how much she loved me and cared about me, because I was so frustrated that she was drinking. So I didn't want to listen to her. I wanted to block her out when she was drinking. And I also craved that love from her. And so when I only heard it when she was drinking, it was hard for me to really trust what she was saying. And when I went to the Al-Anon meetings, I learned that she wasn't doing those things because of me. Those were experiences that she needed to go through. And after listening to what the other Al-Anon members had to share, I could understand that. before I felt like I was totally alone. I was the only one that was experiencing that nobody loved me, or they would tell me that they loved me only under those certain conditions of being influenced by alcohol, and then not knowing if that was real or not. And so I had to learn that my mom was able to tell me that even though she was drinking, those were really words from her heart. And after the discussions, you know, that we had and us talking through that, I realized how painful that was for her also. And for her to be able to share that, she had to be drinking because she didn't know. I would fight with her all the time, you know, when she was drinking, and she thought that I didn't love her and I didn't care about her. Mm-hmm. And so she expressed that to me during those drinking times. And after being in the program and listening to what others had to share, I could understand that better. And learning to be able to love myself, because I didn't feel lovable when I was going through that, because I isolated. I didn't want anybody to know that I was going through that experience. And so I wouldn't talk to people about what was going on. So I isolated and didn't allow people to care about me. But, you know, after going to Al-Anon, it really has brought me full circle to be able to give and receive love.
That's great. Thank you, Dilly. And do you agree with what Laura or Dilly said, or was your experience a little different with your father's drinking?
Well, both of the sharings revealed a lot of what my experience was. I grew up in the alcoholic home, and I didn't get into Al-Anon until I was married in my mid-20s, and my father went to rehab, and it was recommended that the family members go to Al-Anon. And as the law-abiding citizen that I was, I just went. I didn't want to be there because I didn't know why I was there. I didn't understand it all. But I went, and the wonderful thing that I learned, because I was in rooms with lots of people who were experiencing the effects of the disease of alcoholism as the spouses, I was one of the few young people there, and I couldn't figure out where everybody was as they talked about their kids. But I learned what it was like for them to be the spouse of an alcoholic. And they got to hear what it was like for the children of the alcoholic. And what I soon discovered, that I missed out on a lot of things in my life growing up in the alcoholic home. I didn't know that. I had such a sense of low self-esteem. And coming to Al-Anon, I learned how to rebuild that, how to love myself, how to accept myself for who I was, and to learn who I was. And it was challenging because I was starting with an empty nest and I didn't know what to put in it. But listening to the people share their experience, strength, and hope and what they've been through made me realize that we were all experiencing similar things, but in just different roles. The unconditional love and acceptance of people in the rooms made me want to keep coming back. And I wanted what those folks had because I was a very sad person and I didn't know why I was sad. But I soon learned that the reason I was sad was because there were things in my life that I never received as a child growing up in the alcoholic home. And I needed to fill those gaps. And Al-Anon gave me the opportunity to fill those gaps through learning what the program is all about, allowing people to know who I was, to trust, to fall down, and know that I could get picked up with the help of other people, and that they would love me even if I made mistakes. Those are just wonderful, wonderful things that I never thought that I'd ever find. And it was only through keep coming back to the meetings and the willingness to let people know who I was and the willingness to give the program a chance to change in my life. There are no words for that for me. And I keep coming back because it's what I want and what I need in my life. And alcoholism is rampant in my family. So it was important for me to get grounded in knowing who I was so that I could deal with the disease of alcoholism. I had anger, more anger at my mother, who was not the alcoholic, than the alcoholic. Because the alcoholic loved me and seemed to give me attention when I needed it. But it was my mom who I was most angry at. And I had to learn how to cope with that and figure out why I was angry with her. She was doing just the best she could with what she knew. And I had to learn how to love her and forgive. There are many, many things that come with the complexity of the family disease of alcoholism. And walking through the doors of Al-Anon when I did, though I was scared and lonely and afraid, the helping hands and the acceptance was just wonderful.
Well, thank you, Ann, for sharing your experience with us. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about whether the drinking would stop if the drinker really loved you. You're invited to join this discussion by leaving a personal comment at AlAnonFamilyGroups.org. Just click on the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery icon. Under the topic, click on Comment. In Al-Anon Family Groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just click on How to Find a Meeting. Or you may call toll-free during business hours Eastern Time, 1-888-4-ALANON, to find an Al-Anon meeting near you. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.